I will call the January 8th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Excused.
Alderman Taylor.
Excused.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is a citizen's comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think. Any citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Lewandowski.
One, two.
It's on.
I did.
It's on.
I did.
Leroy, doesn't sound like that.
It's on.
It's on.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm a candidate for 2nd District Alderman. I want to put my 2 cents worth in regards to the quarry and the quarry meetings. I have been going to those quarry meetings for the last 10, 12 years, and we never accomplish anything. I feel that it's a public nuisance, and either we kick them out or solve the problems. We have never solved the problems with that quarry. And just like last time, they didn't even have the monitor working. The other issue is the roundabout that we are going to see. There was a issue of a design by the Southeastern Western Regional Planning Commission. And that design, to me, looks like the cheapest way that we should go instead. I've talked to a lot of people. Nobody wants the roundabout. Because when they take the buses out, and I don't know if anybody's been there during the time when all the traffic's there, 25 buses are let go. They stop all traffic so those buses could come out. And so they just pile in. If you get that in the roundabout, you're going to have a problem. Cars can't move through there. And I'd like to show this on the screen.
We don't have the capability at the moment. Well,
this is the plan that I feel should be followed. If you don't want to show it, that's okay. But it's a lot different. It looks a lot cheaper. And to put... It's a lot cheaper. It's not going to cost $1.3 million to do this with his schedule right there. And that was, I don't know if that was done free. Was it done free, that research? So we had a design, and yet now we're paying for somebody to do the engineering on a roundabout. And I think we should have taken a cheaper route. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizen comment period and move on to item B2, mayoral announcement. I forwarded to the alderman the packet for the ICC meeting, which those in the audience, it's the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council. It's the mayors and village presidents of Milwaukee County. That's on Monday at 1 o'clock, and the new governor will be there to give us his thoughts at about 1:15. You're all welcome to attend. Move on to item C, the minutes of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of December the 18th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. For the record, there are 4 aldermen here tonight. The mayor will vote to effect a change on some items.
You can't. Mayor only votes to break a tie. You're thinking of chairman of the plan commission position, which may vote to affect the result.
Yeah, what I meant is to break a tie, which would affect the result. But anyway, okay, so we'll move on. Item G1, reports and recommendations, an initial resolution authorizing GO bonds in the amount of not to exceed $3,045,000 for tax incremental district number 3. So Mr. City Attorney?
Mr. Mayor, just thought I would make a mention with regard to all of these financial bonding and borrowing issues. And I did not participate in the preparation of these items. You have the Director of Finance as well as Mr. Cameron from Ehlers Financial. And bond counsel at Quarles and Brady prepared all the resolutions. I did have a brief conversation with bond counsel today, and my simple thought was this is a very unusual circumstance where the Franklin Common Council is in session with a minimum for a bare, what's termed a bare quorum of its ability to have a meeting, and for all of these financial items, a supermajority vote equal to 4 votes in the affirmative is required for approval of each one of these items. So my simple thought, and with my understanding that nearly all of these financial items are related in some way, if not substantially, and these are all substantial items, to previously approved contract obligations of the City of Franklin, that if any council member has any questions, concerns, or thoughts with regard to not being in support of these items, that those be raised as part of the presentation by the Director of Finance and Treasurer and Mr. Cameron before any motion.
Alderman Mayor.
It's my understanding that these are all, and this is just the first of several, these are all part of what was already pre-approved, correct? Mr. Mayor, I don't know if you want Paul or Councilor.
Mr.
The items are before the Common Council this evening for approval. The items have been included in the 2019 budget, so you will have seen them once before, and all of the items relate to actions which the Common Council took in prior years, establishing commitments on the part of the city with third parties, and these borrowings will provide the resources necessary to meet those commitments on the part of the city.
And that's kind of my point. These are already previous commitments. The city is committed to this through contracts and things. If we vote no on this, it could be a bad thing for the city, I would imagine.
It would create some severe financial problems for the city, yes.
And probably some legal issues as well.
Definite legal issues.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Rosenberg.
So the first item before you this evening is a resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in the amount not to exceed $3,045,000 for tax incremental district number 3. In November of 2017, the Common Council authorized a developer's agreement with TI Investors of Franklin Apartments, Inc., LLC. That developer's agreement provided for a $5 million grant payable to the developer upon the receipt of occupancy permits for a series of 6 apartment buildings located on South 27th Street, just south of Rawson Avenue, I believe. The TID district currently has approximately $2 million on hand to provide resources for that grant. However, we still need three additional million dollars, and that's what this particular offering would finance to fulfill the obligations. The developer is on schedule to complete those apartment complexes during calendar 2019. And we would expect the first of the 6 payments, each of a total approximately $833,000, to be made in the first quarter of 2019. So this particular resolution will authorize the city to go out and borrow the $3,045,000 in taxable general obligation bonds on the part of the city. John Cameron is here with us from Ehlers. He's the city's financial advisor, and would be prepared to answer any questions about the pre-sale report, which has been included in the Common Council packet. Quarles and Brady City Bond Council has prepared the resolution before you, and I'd be able to be available to answer any questions that you might have.
For those in the audience, this relates to the Zilber apartment development on 27th, just south of Rawson Avenue. Questions from the council? Is anyone concerned about this one to the negative? And if so, is there a motion to table? Seeing no motion, is there a motion to approve the resolution as in the packet?
So move.
I'll second.
Discussion on that motion? And by the way, I cannot vote to affect the outcome of this. All those in favor, signify by saying, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G2, initial resolution to authorize not to exceed $10,830,000 GO bonds for refunding purposes. Mr. Rothsberg.
This particular resolution will authorize the city to borrow not to exceed $10,830,000 in general obligation taxable bonds. In May of 2018, the city borrowed $23.48 million on a note anticipation note to finance obligations associated with infrastructure projects in tax incremental district number 5. The note anticipation notes was used as a financing method to protect the city and give the city options relative to the financing of those infrastructure projects. Now, that the note anticipation notes had $10 million coming due for repayment on March 1st of 2019, approximately 10 months after the initial borrowing. That is what this particular borrowing would then fund. So these notes are coming due on March 1st. This financing will provide long-term financing for those infrastructure expenditures. Again, Mr. Cameron is here from Ehlers to be able to answer your questions on the pre-sale report. The pre-sale report was included with agenda item G3.
So the upshot of this one, Mr. Rothsberg, is if we do not authorize the refunding, the notes will come due that we borrowed 8 months ago, and we'd have to find $10 million laying around. Is that correct?
In order to repay the notes that come due on March 1st, yes. If we don't, we would then be in default, and that would generate all kinds of nasty financial ramifications.
Alderman Mayer.
So just to summarize what the mayor just said, we've basically already spent this money. We're already committed. If we don't do this, we're going to have a problem. And in addition to that, these are already funds that were committed in the entire process that we're under contract for.
Yes, but just to be for clarification, later on in the agenda this evening is a financial report on expenditures in TID 5, so we'll be able to review that. This borrowing repays the first $10 million of the initial $23.48 million that the city borrowed, and that $10 million comes due on March 1st of this year and provides long-term financing, if you will, for those infrastructure projects.
Thank you. And I just want to reiterate what I've said all along. Safety and quality of this project is of the utmost importance, especially safety, I guess especially quality as well. And if we don't do the TID that we've already approved, I can't see that all of the safety issues and all of the quality issues would be addressed.
Any questions for Mr. Cameron? Okay, once again, I'll ask for the opportunity. If anyone has any particular issues, is there a motion to table? Seeing no motion to table, is there a motion to approve?
So move.
I'll second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. We move on to item G3, resolution for the sale not to exceed a $13,875,000 taxable general obligation corporate purpose bonds. Mr. Rothsberg.
So this resolution provides for the actual sale of the two issues that we previously considered. So they are both taxable general obligation bonds, and they'll be combined into one sale in the general marketplace, and then the proceeds will be split between the two tax incremental districts, TID 3 and TID 5. Not a lot more to say than what we've previously talked about, but this is the actual sale authorization. The sale is scheduled for Tuesday, February 5th, Sealed bids will be taken from the marketplace. They'll be brought before you at the council meeting on February 5th, in which case the sale report will be made from a pre-sale report, which is making estimates as to what the bonds will sell for, to the actual offer that the marketplace is making to the city for those bonds. And then we would ask you to accept the lowest bid, and then the bond offering would close in late February in time to provide the resources necessary for the note payment that comes due on March 1st.
So essentially this is tying the previous two actions together. This isn't really necessarily a third separate vote. It's a third vote, but to approve what we've just approved.
The first two was the authorizing the city to go out and sell the bonds. This is the actual note sale itself.
Okay.
Authorizing us to go out and do that. They are required by bond council under state statutes, and that's why you have three separate items before you this evening.
Okay. And my same points, this is a legal obligation that we're already in, and quality and safety are the utmost for this project, and without the funding, I would fear that quality and safety would possibly be jeopardized. So I support this.
Thank you. At some point, Mr. Rotzenberg, we should have a discussion with the common, or presentation of the common council and all of us on why taxable or why not non-taxable and what's the advantages and disadvantages. But we don't have the 2 hours today.
Or the coffee then either.
That's true. Okay. Hearing Alderman Mayer. Well, I'll offer the opportunity. Is there anyone with particular issues on this agenda item that would like to table it? Is there a motion to table? Seeing no action to table, is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion? I'm sorry, Madam Clerk. I always do that.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. G4 is an initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in the amount not to exceed $6,570,000 for tax incremental district number 6 projects. This would be the Bear Development Project. Mr. Rotzenberg.
So as the mayor just mentioned, in November of 2018, Common Council adopted a resolution authorizing a developer's agreement for tax incremental district number 6. That developer's agreement provides that the city will make available to the developer up to $9 million of infrastructure costs as those construction activities are taking place. Through discussions with the developer, they anticipate only requiring $6 million in calendar 19, and that's why we've come before you this evening for a $6.5 million. The $570,000 would finance interest costs until the increment gets created to start generating the resources for the bond payments. There is a pre-sale report that's attached to the next item, which is the actual sale authorization. And Mr. Cameron, again, from Ellers, is here to discuss the issues, if you have any.
Again, this is just authorizing. Any questions for staff? Again, if there's anyone with any issues on this, is there a desire or motion to table?
So move.
Motion to.
Go ahead. No table.
Okay.
Let's start over.
All right. There is no second to the motion to table. Is there a motion to approve?
I'd like to make the motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. We move on to G5, which is buying the bonds. Mr. Rotzenberg.
As the mayor just mentioned, this resolution authorizes the sale of the bonds to the marketplace. Again, these bonds would come before you. These are tax-exempt bonds because they are financing infrastructure costs. And that sale will take place. The market will make bids on the sale on February 5th under a closed offering. And they will be brought before you for acceptance of the low bid. The council resolution gives us the ability to go out and seek those offerings. And again, Mr. Cameron is here from Ellers to answer any questions that you might have related to that bond offering.
Come on, somebody ask Mr. Cameron a question. Just a point for the folks in the audience. We talked about taxable and tax-exempt issues. The difference, which at some point we'll discuss in the future, is hugely important in the financial arrangements for each of these TID deals and their impact on the numbers in the deal and can a deal run or not. And so this is a good thing. Is there, again, I offer the opportunity, is there a motion to table this? Seeing none. On G5, is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. G6 is advertising. Mr. Rotzenberg.
When the city issues bonds that exceed 10 years, there's a state statute which requires notice to the local electors that the city is offering these 10-year-plus bonds. And this resolution authorizes the city's clerk to provide those notices to the public.
Questions? Is there a motion to approve? Excuse me, Alderman Mayer.
Just a question. Now, this again is a formality as were the previous.
It is a formality. It is required by state statute that we offer the electors a notice on this particular, on these bond offerings. Then this is on bonds on TID 6 and TID 3. TID 5 does not require this particular notice.
Okay. TID 5 noted here. On page 43.
That would be a mistake. This particular item notice is required on the TID 3 and the TID 6 offering, but not the TID 5. TID 5 is a refunding, so it's existing borrowed monies, and we're refinancing those. TID 3 and TID 6 is new money.
Okay, thank you.
Again, I offer the opportunity. Is there a motion to table? No motion to table. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Discussion? Alderman Nelson.
Just that motion recognize what Alderman Mayer pointed out with the TID change.
All right, Madam Clerk. Oh, this doesn't require it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, let's spend some money. Chief Oliva is asking for purchase authority for 5 Ford Explorers.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Chief. Good job.
Nice job, Chief.
Good job.
G8 is a motion resolution as a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept 2 reciprocal driveway area easements for and the part of the review and approval of a site plan for a senior housing development at Ballpark Commons. Who's doing this? Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As the mayor mentioned, this is a condition of approval from the site plan for the senior housing project. So we're just, the applicant is trying to go through and meet all those conditions so they get their building permits and eventually occupancy permits. So this is a requirement that was part of the site plan before. Drafts are included in your packets. There were small minor technical corrections they had to make, and they did make most of those after the packet went out. Staff is recommending approval.
This is just cross-access easements and location of driveway cuts.
Yep.
Questions? Alderman Mayer.
Just to reiterate what you just said, this was part of the original plan. Small technical corrections were made, but you approve of this, and it was all part of the foregoing approvals.
Yeah. The only thing I would add, just a refresher, is that staff has always argued that there's parking is going to be tight. When this is fully developed, the entire Ballpark Commons is going to be fully developed, parking will be tight. It's not uncommon in smaller developments. We've done this before, where not only do we want them to share access so that a parking lot can be shared between 2 property owners, the parking lot actually does go over property lines. So not only will there be an agreement here for access, there's actually going to be another easement coming up in the future for actually sharing the parking. So that's not uncommon in small developments where it's mixed use and there's different buildings, different parcels, all sharing the same parking lot. The only difference here is it's a bigger project.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 G9 is a report on Ballpark Commons infrastructure and site work draws and their financial reports. Mr. Rotzenberg.